to the Gore Girls Podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
Welcome back.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
And if you're new here, welcome. We love you. Thanks for joining us. We are talking about summer scariness this month.
So scary.
Summer spooks. And we were talking about I Know What You Did Last Summer, also known as IKWYDLS.
Also the longest title of a movie.
Yeah. It was directed by Jim Gillespie?
Yeah, that's how I was saying it.
Not Gillespie, correct? Right.
I would say Gillespie.
I would say Gillespie, but I haven't heard it before.
Right. Could be right. Either. Who knows?
Who knows?
Gillespie.
Gillespie. If you guys know, you know, let us know. This was your pick. Grace's pick.
It was, wasn't it?
Why'd you choose this movie for the month?
Because Kayla took my other pick.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Yep. And I mean, it's, you know, stupid and ridiculous. And I love stupid and ridiculous movies.
You do.
And
cool.
There's no deep meaning to it. Just like this movie. There's no deep meaning to this movie.
Yeah.
It fit the theme.
Yeah. Yep. It fit the theme of summer.
I love it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
Very excited to talk about
I'm really this movie. Excited to talk about this movie.
Because I remember loving it as a teen. Same. Mm-hmm. And that makes sense.
Yep.
And then you watch it now and you're like,
teen movie, yeah. You're like, this is fucking trash. What is this?
Literal trash.
While we were waiting for you guys, I was talking to Kayla about why so many people have fucking three names.
Oh my god, I have that as a note later. Yeah.
That's a red flag of mine. I don't trust people like that.
Murderers have that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I learned that from Morbid.
I'm like, what is it? Just the 90s, or is
it's
it?
The 90s.
Everyone's like a trend, but everyone. Yeah, I'm like, calm down with your fucking pretentious ass three name names.
Mm-hmm. Three name names. I like that.
Like your first name. I don't know.
Calm down, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Mm-hmm. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Calm down.
Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, Phillippe.
Did you guys know that he was married to Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, they have children together, and they're beautiful.
I did not know that. I had no idea that they were married.
Really?
She's the reason he got the role in this, I think.
I only know him from this.
I just love Reese Witherspoon because she's so beautiful.
I think same.
I'm obsessed with her. With Sarah Michelle
Gellar. Their children are beautiful.
Yeah, they are.
Ryan Phillippe.
I've never seen them. Noted.
They look just like them. They look literally just like them.
Google their children. Is like a spitting image of Reese Witherspoon.
Wow.
What's that like?
Beautiful children.
Right? Must be nice.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool. Well, Elaine, do you have a pun?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
So you try Googling I Know What You Did Last Summer puns.
Oh, okay.
So instead I Googled slasher puns, and I thought this one was cute. It has nothing to do with this movie at all.
That's fine.
What type of primates love to watch slasher movies?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of different primates. I don't know.
Gorillas.
Gorillas.
Oh!
Gorillas. That's cute. Probably could have thought of that. It's a pretty big primate.
That is a big primate.
Y'all know the drill. Go watch this damn movie before you listen to
the movie, okay?
We give you a fair warning so that you don't have any spoilers. So do yourself a kindness and go watch it. Okay, cool. Great. And then we'll be here. Awesome.
KK.
Welcome back.
Cool. And now I'm going to hand off the mic to Grace.
Hello. Okay. So this movie is about someone that makes it a point to let a group of young kids that he knows what they did last summer.
Oh, good job.
Yep. There it is.
Perfect summary.
Thank you.
I didn't actually have to watch the movie.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just said that and I would have known everything about it.
Yeah, that's the movie.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Ready?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. We open with a man on a cliff. He looks unwell. And then there's fireworks in the distance. It is the 4th of July. And there's also a beauty pageant. Because why not? Helen wins said beauty pageant. And her boyfriend, Barry, and her friends, Julie and Ray, are seen in the crowd cheering her on. They join the celebration on the streets and run into their friend, Max. And they are very rude to him. Yeah. The gang is on the beach telling ghost stories, trying to scare each other. They then couple off, talking about their plans for the future. They all meet back at the car. Barry is entirely way too drunk to drive, so they decide that it is best if Ray drives. While Barry is hanging out of the sunroof, he spills his alcoholic beverage on Ray, and he is distracted and runs into a man that is just on the side of a mountain, alone in the dark. While figuring out what to do with the body, Max drives up, so they carry the body off the side and pretend that Barry is just getting sick. The gang is now carrying the body into the ocean, just super casual. Just before they throw the man into the water, he reaches for Helen and takes her crown with him. Barry jumps into the water and the man scares him. Barry is now being a dick to everyone, especially Julie. They leave and we see a necklace is left behind. That was yes. The quickest way I could describe
all the shit fuckery. I mean, yeah, that was great.
That was perfect. Golden.
So gold.
I love the soundtrack in this movie.
Right? That's like the only redeeming quality of this movie. I fucking
hate it.
Oh, okay.
Hate it.
Really? You don't like typo negative? Grace?
What I was going to say is it starts off with a banger. I fucking love typo. I love Summer Breeze. I'm like, oh yeah.
It's a great cover.
Song is a vibe. Love it so much. But then it kind of goes downhill from there.
My first note is, what the fuck is this song?
You don't like, I like that song. You don't like typo negative? That really kind of surprises me.
Differences on music.
Yeah. You can get out.
We have 100%.
Do you see Peter Steele on my fridge? Look at that sexy beast.
We have.
Do you see Peter Steele on my fridge?
100%.
Anyway,
I like the music. Yeah, I do like think it. It's quite cheerful in some places, but I like the opening song for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it sets a mood. You know, get kind of like Lost Boys vibes with the ocean and the rock. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I had the same thought for sure.
I said that Sarah Michelle Gellar is Sharpay from High School Musical.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But can we talk about can we talk about her curls? Because she looks like the girl that would curl her hair in high school and then not brush it.
Which,
and I was her at one time.
Yeah, that was
going to say. I've been
not
there.
In We've high all school, been there.
Definitely did that. Yeah. Yep. Because I had curly hair, so I wanted to straighten my hair. But what I did was I straightened what I could see. I don't know how to see the back. Right. How do you see the back?
With a mirror.
And it's not there.
Yeah.
You just pretend it's not there.
I said this cast is just. There's no words. It's just.
There are no words.
It's the most.
It is the most.
But Jennifer Love Hewitt is so cute.
No.
Fucking Jennifer hate her.
Hewitt has a very punchable face.
I had the
And she
same
smiles
note.
With her eyes.
I had a note down here.
Oh my God, I think she's so her. Cute.
I think that's why I don't like this movie.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Wait, I love her. Actually, do you guys not like her at all?
No.
A lot of people do, wow. I feel.
Yeah.
I do know.
Bugs me. You said she bugs you.
Jennifer Love Hewitt bugs me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, because do you like her outfits?
I didn't pay attention.
Sure. My thing with her is that she's always like, okay, actually, I had a note way later on in the movie. She reminds me of Kristen Stewart.
Yes.
I think That's Kristen Stewart is amazing.
Oh, I don't like Kristen Stewart.
Hate. Okay, well, that's because you only have seen her in Twilight, yeah? And maybe The Runaways.
Not true at all.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all.
Okay. What other movies have you seen her in that you did not like?
The Messengers.
Oh, I never seen
her. Oh, yeah, that movie was really bad.
That one movie with her and the other dude I don't like from fucking Zombieland.
American Ultra.
Yep, that one.
I think that Kristen Stewart.
In Panic Room.
She's in Panic
She
Room.
Was okay in the Panic Room. She was really young in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was also channeled. She's fantastic as Diana. She played Princess Diana in the newest movie,
I
Spencer.
See that.
I did hear that.
I do want to see that.
She was fantastic. I think that Kristen Stewart was really, like, after Twilight, which I am here with you. I am here. But I think she is like a really weird acting thing, and she does it really well. Whatever it is, I like it. And maybe I don't know. So I like Jennifer Love Hewitt.
No, I like her. It's just and it's sure. Like, I'm not saying not a good actor necessarily. Uh-huh. I just don't like him.
Nope. She has a punchable face, and she smiles with her eyes. And Kristen Stewart definitely got her acting abilities from Jennifer.
Yeah, they do a similar thing to where, like, there's just certain
it's like a weird very pause.
Forced.
Yes, it's like a weird pausing with their either reaction or like in the middle of what they're saying. I don't know what it. I 100% agree though.
Yeah, I don't know. She's all right. She bugs me.
Mm-hmm. I think she's so cute.
She's a cutie. She's so pretty. Like, yeah, she's cute.
That's what I was saying. I just think she's really pretty. I don't think she's like the best actress in the world, but she was also
very
only
of
18.
The time. I know.
She's so young.
Everybody loved her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I do love her.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Daphne. Mm-hmm. Daphne.
She's a twit with a wit.
Twit with a wit.
Oh, God. The sister. The fact that
her name is Helen and Bailey. Yeah.
Really weird.
Yeah. It's what? Weird, yeah. Isn't it?
It's a weird name. Like, it doesn't fit.
It doesn't at all.
Helen and Barry.
It should be like fucking.
She could be Julie, and Jennifer Love Hewitt could be Helen.
Right. Or like Stephanie or.
Yeah.
Ashley.
Brittany.
Or something.
Jennifer.
Yeah. Something.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Helen.
Something sassy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I hate all these people.
Carrie vibes a little bit. When she gets crowned and she has the bouquet and like with the lighting and everything.
Yeah. For sure.
I love that crown too. It's so mermaidy.
It's super cute. Yeah. But also fuck beauty pageants.
I mean, yeah.
I hate beauty pageants. I said that also.
I am.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I hate
beauty pageants so much.
I just love the whole like fish town vibe. Mm-hmm. You know? It's just so cute. Yeah. I like little towns like that. It's a cool setting.
Yeah.
I like it. However, I don't like them talking about her ample breasts.
I'll let you impregnate me.
Ample breasts.
Ample.
Well,
Julie's boyfriend says that about her best
Freddie
friend's
Prince Jr. boobs. Says it.
To
ample
her
breasts.
Boyfriend. What?
Yeah.
Also,
what did she say that was funny? Something about sexism.
Yeah.
And whatever she said, I thought was funny.
A funny comeback.
Mm-hmm.
Because, what?
Because who does that?
That guy, Max, is yucky. And I.
So creepy. Mm-mm.
And.
He's lettered from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, he's from Big Bang Theory.
I love him. I literally hate that show so much.
I hate that show.
I have maybe watched it twice my entire life. But he's also the
really
little kid
guy.
From Christmas Vacation. He's the son. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rusty.
He's a major creeper, though, in this movie.
Like him.
His eyebrows and his eye
thing.
Good.
He's the only one that's cast really well.
The only one?
I like him.
That's like the acting, and he's like probably the best.
I like it. He's believable.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a creep.
Creep. Yeah.
Creep with
like
a crush.
The mm-hmm. creepy friend that always
Are they friends?
More. They kind of insinuated that he was friends with Julie. Like,
yes, yes.
But everyone else
they've known
each
other forever. And
Yeah.
I had friends.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't we all?
We've all been there.
Yeah.
And I think you just kind of like feel bad for him. And you're like, well, I'm not going to be a bitch to you because everyone else is a bitch to you.
Exactly.
I'm going to be nice to you, but you're also fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
I like how Ray just goes, let's blow.
What?
Let's blow. Know. Talk about a fucking overactor. I love Freddie Prinze, but like.
He is a
I said this acting is superb.
Yeah, there's a reason why he plays Fred really well. Freddie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. He
does. Such a cheese
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. You go, Eileen.
I was just going to say, can we talk about Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar?
They're so cute together.
I love them.
Yeah. Same.
I love that.
This whole time watching the movie, all I could think about was Scooby-Doo, actually.
Yes.
I was like, okay, Same. So we still have Fred and Daphne. Mm-hmm. And then What's His Bucket is Shaggy, because he's basically trying to be Stu from Scream.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. And then
other chick is Velma, because she has brown hair. Oh, so she's right.
She has to be Velma, and she's smart.
And she's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were a few times where I was like, he literally looks like Matthew Lillard a couple mm-hmm. times, like, in the white sweater mm-hmm. a little bit mm-hmm. later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely some similarities for sure. Yeah.
You guys want to know a fact about the production of this?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the same writer that wrote Scream wrote this. Mm-hmm. And he had already written this movie before Scream. And then mm-hmm. Scream was huge and they just fucking pushed this movie out. They were like, okay, fucking do it now.
That's probably. I always saw this movie as like a rip-off of Scream.
It is the same guy.
Interesting.
The same, and they just were like, fucking push it out now. Go, go. Because they saw how big Scream was.
Wow. Right.
Do you want to know another fun fact?
Yes, they do.
You don't have anything about a lawsuit, Grace?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good. So the film's trailer got the studio sued for false advertising because it claimed that it was from the creator of Scream. Mm-hmm. And even though they have the same writer, the Weinstein brothers believe that Wes Craven deserved credit for making Scream such a hit. So then they went to Sony with a lawsuit. And instead of going through with it, Sony just decided to drop the line from their marketing campaign.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But that's bullshit because, like, he did write it.
He did write it. He created
it. Just because he didn't, like, direct it. Like, he wrote the fucking movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's bullshit.
I guess I don't really understand how he wrote Scream, which is so great. And then he wrote this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what happened, maybe that in part is because it was Wes Craven. So he made it great.
Yeah.
He kind of like took Fair a point. Shit show and made it good.
And this was like rushed. Like,
right.
Rushed.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I have another fact about how quickly it came out, if you want to hear it.
Please.
Yes, please.
Filming lasted 10 weeks. They began filming in March of 1997, and the film appeared in theaters in October of the same year.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, they Why? Just like fucking.
I mean, that makes so much sense. They just
wanted to get it out by October.
That really explains so much.
7 month mm-hmm. turnaround.
The whole, I hate the beach scene. Mm-hmm. She's so cringy. With the
perfectly staged fucking wreck boat. And it's,
oh god, I can't. I cannot.
So, I have another fact on where they got the inspiration for the movie.
Word. It's hurt.
There is an urban legend, and they reference it in this scene at on the beach. The hook. Yeah, the urban legend of the hook. It is a killer with a pirate-like hook for a hand, and he is described as a faceless man wearing a raincoat. It is like a legit urban legend.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I really liked how they incorporated the story, at least. Like, I don't like how it's the dialogue, really, or how it's acted out terrible. At all. But because that's very relatable. Like, I feel like everyone knows a scary story kind of like that, but everyone has, like, different variations.
Different versions.
Of, like, how they heard it or whatever. And so I liked that little bit a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The whole time, everything does just feel so scripted. Especially the way that they're going back and forth. It's like, okay, I'm done talking. It's your turn.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's very stiff.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
There doesn't seem to be a whole lot of chemistry between any of these actors, which is wild because they've been in so many other things. It's not mm-hmm. that any of them are like bad necessarily actors or actresses. I mean, like Cruel Intentions is really good.
I think it's the directing and the writing, honestly.
Yeah, because it just doesn't.
I don't think
flow.
I think Cruel Intentions came out after this, though.
Oh, did it?
Uh-huh.
I honestly don't. It's been so long since I've seen that one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, the conversation between Julie and Ray, I'm like, what kind of fucking teenagers talk like this?
No teenagers.
I'm so confused.
None.
I understand your pain.
Also, she says, I'll let you impregnate me.
Oh, yeah. Helen says that to Barry. Yeah.
What the fuck? After he becomes a Dallas Cowboy.
And she's like, and then you'll go to rehab. I'm like, literally, what is happening here? What's going on?
She's living out, like, the lives she reads about in Cosmo and Right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So fucking Julie and Ray, they're like on the beach and talking about leaving. Mm-hmm. And so it gets all tense. And then she doesn't say fucking anything. She just kind of like moves towards him. And he's like, are you sure?
Are like, you sure? And then she just takes him for sure. I'm like, wait, like,
this what? Doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. No, like, is there any communication at all?
Yeah. Yeah. And you just, where it's all sandy? That's what?
She says she's just giving it all to FPJ. JLH is giving it all to FPJ.
And before that, she says something about like them being far away. And he's like, oh, we'll just, you know, pretty much give up your dream and run away to New York with me. Like, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, dude, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
What?
How about you give up your dream, stupid man?
I said, oh my gosh. Young love.
Can I shout out someone really quick?
Absolutely.
I just reminded myself when I said stupid man. Alex messaged me and said that he's going to go see Men in the theaters.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm going to go see Men tomorrow and I can't stop hearing you say fucking men.
Fucking men. That's hilarious.
That's amazing.
That's good. I can't wait to see that movie. Nice. Yeah.
Do you know where this was filmed?
That is all I fucking have.
Okay.
Is where this movie is filmed and all the different goddamn locations. That's it. I know everything.
Awesome. Great. Was it filmed, the beach at least? Was that where they filmed The Craft?
Because it looks a little similar. But it looks like it, doesn't it? And well, yeah. I mean,
beaches kind of look similar.
I don't know. I haven't searched what beach they used in The Craft.
Towards the end of the beach scene, I was like, oh, this looks kind of like the beach they filmed The Craft on.
Heavy craft movie, right? Rides.
At some point,
we should totally do it.
Why aren't we doing it for October?
Here's the rules. Oh, we could. Yeah, because we're doing witches, aren't we?
Yeah. Why didn't we select that for October?
You know what? We could do that as our little horror episode.
Well, there you go.
Because that could it's not a scary movie, but it's spooky.
Yeah.
And witchy. I'm down
so like that. Make a note of it for someone so we don't forget.
Put a pin in it.
Put a pin. So it says that all the coastal shots were shot in Sonoma County, California.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. And the opening shot, like with the dude sitting on the cliff with the sun setting, that was filmed at Colmar Gulch, just north of the town of Jenner. And then the car crash was filmed on that same highway.
Very cool. Mm.
Yeah.
Super duper.
Yep. So neat.
Right on.
So cool.
Well, literally, okay, so when they hit the guy and they're all arguing about what to do, and someone, I think it was Julie, says that they need to call the police, Sarah Michelle Gellar goes to run away. Did you notice her fucking arms when she ran away?
I had to because Ronnie was looking at his phone and I was like, you need to go back and watch this. This fucker looked at his phone the exact same time she put her arms out. I was like, fucking stop. I'll throw your phone.
What was she doing? Playing.
She's like,
oh no.
My God. And like runs away.
It was so funny, but she only takes like three steps. Oh my God. It's so funny. I watched it twice.
I'm going to have to rewatch it now. Well, that's like after they get out of the car and Julie finds like the body, like she screams or whatever.
Her scream.
And fucking, I just want to keep calling him Freddy. It's
terrible.
But Ray, he goes, no way. But like, it's so like not how anyone would ever respond in that situation. I was like, wait, is this fucking real right now? Is this
real? I couldn't see it, like while very clearly looking at a man.
Right.
I think, and I took that as like he was still in denial about it being a human.
That makes sense.
Okay. You know?
Yeah,
and they're like, can you see who it is? No.
Is it dead?
Like, you just know everyone?
Right. Well, if they're in a tiny town, maybe perhaps they do.
Right.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Maybe.
But dude. I liked Jennifer Love Hewitt's scream. I just felt like maybe it was a little bit delayed.
Right.
Oh, yes. I hate it. I
right. She, like, the timing was so and then it's quiet, and then just.
Yeah. Wait, do it again. That was perfect.
Yeah.
When she's like trying to explain to them that like they can't just get rid of the body and whatever, and she's like, there's some of the car on him, they're gonna trace it back to you. I'm like, that's not how this works.
Some of the car on
some
him
of the car on,
surprised, she's like, though
some of him is on the car,
Yeah.
So some of the car is on him.
Mm. Like, that do be happening, though. If you watch Forensic Files, there are so many episodes where they solve the whole ass murder because of shit like that. It's nuts. The whole ass murder. It's wild.
If, they hit him hard enough and like the logo of the car got slammed on his body or like some of the paint or something.
Exactly. If the paint, you know, is on his body. So when they test the paint and they realize it was, it's this old and it's this type of paint. And it's only used on this model car. And so then they look to see what model car was sold in that town and what year and who the owners are. It's a whole thing.
Oh my gosh. Well, I just solve your murders.
Yeah, no shit.
And to sell you a car.
I am your PI. Yep.
I'm going to pay in cash and I want to do it really quick. Okay.
Yep. I got you. Like right now.
It'll be a speedy process. I don't want to test drive it. Right I just now. Want it right now. Here's the cash.
I like when they check to see if he is alive and check his pulse. And then someone says, you're not a doctor. You don't get to make that decision. Like,
Julie.
The decision he was dead. No one was like, I decide he's dead.
Like, you know what a pulse is. You don't need to have like a fucking PhD to know that.
Oh, I said you guys. JLH is over here speaking the truth and they JLH. Just decide to leave. What's wrong?
Freaking Freddie Prinze's hair.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so fuzzy. He looks like a porcupine.
It's so bad, product, dude.
Mm-hmm. On that man's head.
It's a lot. So very clearly colored black. Like,
yes.
Compared to his skin, I'm like, that's not the right shade for you, dude.
Not correct. It's inaccurate. Try again.
I said I can't get over how terrible this acting is, and the blood is very bright.
The blood.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a smidgen bit of blood.
Oh, there's the flailing of the arms. That's when I said that.
She flailed.
And then when I can go watch it just to watch that part again.
Yeah, same. When fucking Max drives up and they're acting so sus.
Yes.
And then Ray just makes it a million times worse.
Worse.
Oh, he's like, am I acting a certain way? No, I'm not. And then he like doesn't change what he's doing. I'm like, okay, you're doing a great job here, bud.
They're all super sus the whole fucking time. The whole time they're so sus. Mm-hmm. And Barry's a dick.
Barry's such a dick.
Sorry.
Literally, Barry is a dick.
Yep.
Barry is a fucking dick. Do not like. Yeah. Also, super, super good idea putting the bloody corpse into your vehicle.
Right? Fucking idiots.
What doing?
We can't just leave him here because they'll tie him to us.
It's like
no, there's some of the car.
But now there's the blood in your car. You can't get that out of
your vehicle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's super great. Good job. Whilst watching this, I was asked the question, who are three people that you could trust to keep this a fucking secret? If it happened to you.
Nobody. I would not.
You don't trust me?
Well, of course I trust you. But to trust,
but to keep it a secret
of a murder for the rest of your life,
I would be JLH, just a mess.
Same. Yeah, I would just immediately go to the police. I wouldn't even.
It was an
accident. You'd get five years in prison.
Also, I didn't do it.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Right. I wasn't driving.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Like, no. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I would say fuck you, Barry.
Mm-hmm. Even if I was driving, I would go to the police. I wouldn't just dump a body.
I couldn't live with my guilt.
No.
But like, let's say we had to. Could we? I could.
Just the answer is no.
Kayla.
I could.
I would trust
Kayla.
I would trust Kayla. I
could.
I could see you.
I don't think I would trust you. You would freak out and you would tell them the next day. I would trust you too. I would trust you too. But I would be so paranoid. I would be keeping tabs on both of you guys every single day.
I would be like, die of dehydration from sweating too much.
Well, the thing is I like to gossip. Like I can keep a secret when it's important, but I feel like I would have to tell my mom.
Right. You're out of this.
See, nope. I wouldn't tell anybody except like the police, but I would literally, if someone would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'd be like, I don't fucking know. And I would just be a meth head. But not even doing meth. Like, I would just die.
I would just die on life, guys.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
My hair would fall out. Like, I would be a mess.
I literally cannot even imagine.
No. And I'm okay with you not trusting me with this information. Yeah, yeah. I just want you to know
You with, like, other things, but not this.
Not this. Mm-mm, no. This isn't it.
But, like, if we had to intentionally murder somebody?
No, there's no way.
You could trust me.
Even if I knew Even if I knew you had were going to intentionally, I would be like, I'm done. Bye.
I'm done. Yeah, no. So don't tell Grace anything.
Not to my FBI
agent. Exactly. Don't tell her your plans.
This is all my FBI agent. Yeah, this is hypothetical. We're not actually going to kill anybody, but I'm just saying that if you needed to, I would. Yeah. I'm a steel trap. Okay.
Yep. FBI agent. Yep. Everybody who's listening, I am not your person. For this.
It wasn't me.
Oh, good.
Anyway.
Bear is a dick. And then, go ahead.
The dude isn't dead. He's not dead.
He just reaches for the fucking.
So then they push this dude into the water, who's still alive. And then the crown falls in, and he's like, "Oh, you know what? Fuck the human, but I gotta get that crown."
And it's also looking like Jason at the bottom of the lake, just like.
Oh, you know what I thought he looked like? He looked like fucking Donald Trump when he opened his eyes.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, ew.
He looked like the Don.
I don't like that.
Oh, I don't like that at all. I just thought he looked like I don't understand how he wasn't floating. How he's just
He's
in the water.
Like Jason was. He had a ball and chain on his ankles, and
he was a goalpost.
Yep. Yeah. Goalpost.
Okay. Ready for next one?
I'm ready.
Is everyone ready?
I'm ready. Yeah. Weird.
1 year later, Julie is clearly going through it and goes home for summer. It is silent at dinner with her mom, and she asks if she's on drugs because something is clearly off. Julie gets an unmarked letter in the mail that says, "I know what you did last summer." And she freaks out and runs to her room. It is suddenly nighttime, and Julie is still looking at the letter. Now, it is the next day. While looking a hot mess, Julie walks into a store where Elsa, Helen's sister, works and asks for Helen. She shows Helen the note she got in the mail. They decide to tell Barry about the note as well, and he doesn't care and obviously hasn't changed over the past year. Barry tries to think of who they saw that night, and he remembers Max saw them, so they decided to visit him at work and threaten his life. While they walk away, they run into a forlorn Ray. Ray tries catching up with Julie, but she is definitely not interested. We now see Max at work. He places a hook on a block of ice, and then the hook is gone. A person dressed as a fisherman outfit comes up and hooks him in the face and kills him instantly.
Forlorn?
Yeah.
That was a great summary.
Thank you.
I clearly know what you did last summer.
It is... Yes, it is.
I like it.
So stupid. It's as stupid as the dialogue is. I didn't know how. It's so stupid.
It was great.
Bro, it was great.
Acting is stupid. It's just like, well, this is happening. And I didn't know how else to like deeply say this, you know? Yep.
Can I tell you? Yes. I think it's so dumb that they incorporated like Julie's roommate.
Right. Yeah, what? So, they had to.
First of all, she does look tired as shit.
Mm-hmm. She looks,
so. Like shit.
But
and, tired and, ugly oh. ass.
Oh my god! And also her hat.
Oh, her fucking hat made me irrationally angry.
With her friend, real fast. Oh, they did her dirty with that foundation.
Oh girl.
I know it was the '90s, and like other foundations didn't exist, but,
yeah, but like you're it was
bad. It was way too light, and
they
pink.
Knew better.
They knew better.
They'd be doing that. They'd be doing that.
And her fucking
laptop. And I said, Julie's going home looking like Blossom.
Looking like Blossom?
With her wispy bangs.
I don't
get
it.
With the hat.
Blossom.
You don't know who Blossom is?
Who's Blossom?
Oh my god. You guys, it's from the 90s.
Can you tell me more?
No, she just fucking looks like, Google it.
Oh, Google it.
I don't. She just looks like that.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I will.
I'm getting. Oh. Yeah. She sure does. Yeah,
that fucking hat, though.
Yeah. It's awful. It's atrocious.
It's the worst hat. Like, I.
It's crazy.
And then also, the like, fucking you look like room. Death.
You look like death.
Are you on drugs? Please.
Are you on drugs? I mean, she does look like. I mean, I'd be pretty concerned. I'd be like, "What are you? Are you freebasing?
Like a more
are you freebasing?
There might be a better way to approach the subject with your daughter.
A gentler approach,
yeah,
perhaps. Honey, like,
a little more
know,
coof.
Let's talk.
You look like you've been going through it.
What's happening in your world? What's new? What?
But your dead fucking dad will be really disappointed that you suck at school.
Yeah. What? What a bitch.
Like, if your child has been good at school forever and then suddenly isn't and looks like they're on drugs, maybe you should be nice.
Help. Right.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask them if they murdered someone or witnessed a murder.
Yep. Yeah,
that's going to be my first question when I have kids and my child is struggling to say, did you murder somebody?
Actually, I always ask Charlotte if she's on drugs as a joke.
Are you on drugs?
I feel like cough weird. I'm like, why is she like that? Is she on drugs? Are you on drugs? And she's like, Mom. You're on drugs, aren't you?
This is where I said she kind of reminds me of Kristen Stewart.
I said this is when she's looking at the note forever and then it's just nighttime. What the fuck? She's still just staring at the note?
I said she's staring at seven words for multiple hours.
Like it's you read it. You know what it says.
Oh, okay. It's just morning now.
Yeah.
And we're still just
the time these transitions.
This is a point where I didn't like the music because the music was a little cheery, happy.
What the fuck are these songs is what I put. Yep. That's my next note. Yeah, see, me and Elaine were watching this movie together, I feel like. Yep. Our notes are exactly the same.
The same. Do you have a note on the camera work on Barry?
Oh, no, but I said, what the fuck is Julie's hair? It's all greasy. And then suddenly Helen looks 15 years older.
Her right.
Makeup and she's hair. What the fuck did they do to her hair in this scene? It's also Elsa is a frosty fucking bitch.
She is a bitch with a capital C.
Oh man,
I don't like her.
She is awful.
I don't like her either.
Awful.
I like bitch with a capital C.
I like that too. When they do get to Barry's house, though, there's like a really weird camera angle on him. Like I don't even really know how to describe it, but he's like leaning over the balcony and it like kind of like zooms up on him all slow. It's really weird. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it is weird. I did notice that.
There are a couple times in this movie I'm like, what the fuck's happening with the camera work?
Yeah.
But it was very really rushed. So, you know.
There's a scene later on that it just bugs the shit out of me. It's so shaky and I'm like, why?
Oh, I can't wait.
Why is it shaking so much? I can't. Oh, no. Yeah, Barry's just his mom is in the fucking house on the phone and they're just like openly talking about the murder, but then they're worried about being found out and it's like, what?
Like maybe you shouldn't just openly talk about it.
Yeah, when Julie talks about the note with Helen in her place of work, it's
in
like
her place of work.
Her sister can clearly hear them talking. She even like looks over at him like
shut maybe the don't fuck talk about it in public. I don't know. Like, just a thought.
Maybe go on your break.
Shit ran over you twice.
God.
And also, she looks cute as fuck when he says that. I'm like, she looks so good. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, does she ever look bad?
No. What are you on about?
Seriously.
Stupid man.
He's just a fucking douche. What are you on about?
I like, this is where I put Ray is so emo.
Oh, you guys, though, when Max puts the hook into the ice... That hurt my teeth.
Oh,
interesting.
The metal on
I
the ice.
I didn't like the sound, and I didn't like how it looked, and like I could feel how it would feel, and it hurt me.
Yep.
So I get, like, they have all this ice because of the fish, right? Mm-hmm. How the fuck is the ice not melting? It's just in this scene and the last scene at the end of the movie. I'm like, what?
Does the ice?
The ice at the end of the movie bugs the shit out of me.
It bugs the shit out of me.
Do the ice blocks keep each other cold?
Maybe.
Oh. They would
like, there's so many.
To a point. Yeah.
And it is summer, but maybe it's like a special room for the ice. Maybe. Or maybe it's not in there for very long or something.
I was like really fixated on the ice and I know I like shouldn't have been.
It is a movie, Kayla.
You're like, the ice ruined it.
Mm-hmm. I was believing the whole thing until
the
ice. The
whole thing was so believable until the fucking ice.
The acting, superb.
Superb. Like,
I was invested in the ice. Fucked up. Unmatched. So before Max gets killed, though, they see Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just had one note on that.
Okay.
Because the dialogue between
is amazing.
And Ray
I have a lot of notes.
So bad. They're talking about how like she's like, oh, I thought you knew your dad, and it's just awkward. And then she says, but I don't want to know you either. And then she just runs.
She says she doesn't blame him, but she doesn't want to know him.
I don't
and I said,
know
damn,
you
that's
either.
Deep.
And then just runs away. Like, what the
And he just says, have a nice life. I'm out of here.
It just reminded me of Hot Rod. Like, every time he would, like, say something to his stepdad. And then he would, like, or, like, Napoleon Dynamite. Like,
yes, yes.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
When yeah, I just put, when well, we Max see Ray dead. In this scene, and they're like, oh, you know, he's a fisherman now or whatever. I was like, I don't know any fishermen that keep that much fucking product in their hair.
Nope.
Looks definitely, they don't give two fucks.
No, like, if he's a fucking fisherman, so am I. Like, no.
Yeah. Yep. No. Kayla the fisherman.
I call, so the whole time with the hook villain, I was like, oh, it's Gorton, the fisherman. Mm-hmm. It's Gorton.
Mm-hmm. Pardon?
I have something.
Oh, here, let's hear it.
I have something. Are you confused,
Kayla? Yeah, who the fuck's Gorton?
So, you know, like, Gorton's fish sticks?
The fish stick man.
The yellow guy.
The fish stick. Okay, so he totally resembles that guy, right? In the original screenplay for the film, there was a line during a scene in which the characters talk about encountering the killer at the parade. And I think it's Sarah Michelle Gellar that was going to say, am I supposed to look for the fish stick guy?
The fish stick guy.
That's really hard to say, first of all. But it was cut because the director thought it would undermine the story's tension, because there is so much tension.
They should have just added it in, because it would have been better.
They honestly should.
Oh my God. How are you doing, Kayla?
That's so funny that you said that.
That was great.
Yeah, that's Gorton.
Fish stick guy.
Fish stick.
Okay, but how do you guys feel about fish sticks?
I love fish sticks.
I also love fish sticks.
They remind me of being a little kid.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Stop crying
fish
about it.
Mac and cheese.
Yes.
Reminiscing.
Yep. Yeah, I love fish sticks. Actually, that was fucking great.
That sent you.
That really did. Yeah. Because I was just so lost. I was like, "Who the fuck?"
You're like, "Who the fuck is Gordon?"
The fish stick. The yellow guy.
The yellow guy.
Oh, that was great.
Oh my goodness.
Instead of man in the yellow hat, it's man in the yellow jacket.
Yeah.
The slicker.
Oh. I get there later with the slicker, don't worry.
Who else do we know that has a slicker?
Yeah.
Like, pretty much all of the men in your fucking town, because it's a fishing
town. Because it's a fishing town?
The fuck?
Okay, can we move to Max, though? Because I actually like the kill.
Mm. Yeah, it's a decent kill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wish we got more out of it.
Yeah.
Is my own thing. I wish it were a little bit more graphic and a little bit gorier. And I wish he screamed a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to hear something crazy?
I like the kill itself. Yes.
I'm just giving you all my fun facts in the beginning of the episode.
Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
This movie had a $17 million budget. Sorry, where?
What?
Where
was it spent on?
$17 million?
I think it was getting the rights to the songs that they used, to be honest. Because where is it?
Where to pay the actors, maybe, because they were like,
or they like pocketed some of that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Being shady. That's a lot of fucking money didn't for go into not the a
special
good movie.
Effects.
No,
there's
and they could have. And they, definitely
I bet it was
have.
The actors that because they were like huge at that they time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
That is nuts.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
How much did it make?
It made a lot of money. It made $72 million in the U.S.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
And the gross worldwide is $125 million.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's way more than I would think.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
I honestly I feel like they have Scream to thank for that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Because Scream was so big, everybody was like, oh, this
why they
is
did
good.
It.
This is good. Like, good. Yeah.
Wow.
There's two other ones.
Crazy.
You crazy girl.
Crazy girl.
Well, I'm ready for the next scene.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Barry is at the gym alone, and he keeps thinking he hears someone or something. He finds a Polaroid in his locker of his car, and the picture says, I know. While looking around the locker room, someone takes his jacket. He runs outside, and the same person has now taken his car. In a cute little car chase scene, Barry is hit with his own car. He is smashed through an entire building. A man wearing a fisherman outfit is standing over him with the same hook that killed Max, while Barry is begging for his life. Then it just fades to a hospital. The gang arrives to talk to Barry about what just happened. Barry briefly accuses Ray because he owns a slicker. They all decide to look for the family of David Egan, the man they think they killed. The girls are looking up articles about David Egan and find where his mom and sister live, out in the sticks. They find his sister, Melissa, and say their car broke down and ask to use her phone. While asking her entire life story, they discover her life has been in shambles since her brother died. Melissa says a man stopped by the name of Billy Blue, and they just rudely leave after she has just opened up to them. Julie is dropping off Helen. They are talking about life and shit, and Helen says she misses their friendship, and Julie just drives away.
What's with the weird bathroom in the gym? It's like tin walls?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
The whole thing is really weird.
It's odd.
The gym, and mm-hmm. it's just, yeah.
When I love how he calls out, he's like, hello?
Hello?
I'll like weird it out. I'm like, you're in a public gym, so it's not like
– Right, like you would be alone.
Impossible for someone else to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just weird.
I just said, oh no, not the jacket.
Oh my god, that's what I said too. Not the gumdrop buttons. but I did say that too. I was like, he still has his Letterman's jacket. Like, what is this dude doing? He is stuck in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Peaked. That's peaked. What we like to call
yep.
peaking.
Yep.
I like that he's just boxing because he's tough.
Because he's
yeah,
tough.
Him? He's so tough.
Him?
He
tough
just
manly
is
man.
Such a manly man,
and I
who doesn't have emotion.
I said I'm waiting for someone to comment on him in the shower scene. One of y'all?
No.
Yeah, I have no interest.
Doesn't do it for me.
I mean, he's got a nice physique, but he's
for
a
sure.
douche hole. I can't stand him.
Like and he's actually like so mean that I'm like no.
So
like sometimes, like Skeet Ulrich, I'm like no. You
right.
know what I mean? But
like, right,
because he's like bad boy. This mm-hmm. guy is just a douche. He's a rich, pretty boy
yeah.
who cannot grow the fuck up.
Yeah,
and I don't
yeah.
like it. And he's mean. So.
Yes, I don't really like pretty boys. I mean, like Ryan Reynolds is like
no.
as pretty as it gets, but even he's still like kind of rugged. This dude,
yeah,
he's just
like
too manicured and
what
blonde.
About Timothy mm-hmm. Chalamet?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not Kayla's vibe. I like him.
Why did he not kill Barry?
Because he's trying to intimidate us.
He smashed him through buildings.
Through buildings.
Yeah, he should be dead.
He survived.
For sure.
He survived the buildings.
And he basically shows his face almost.
It's because he's such
you
a
know,
tough
like
guy.
I'm like, what's happening here?
With the cute little car chase, I was like, why doesn't he just run to the side?
That's exactly what Zach said.
Yeah.
Why, I just, hate that. Should
yeah.
just go, boop, and then
you're serpentine. Serpentine pattern.
I feel like there are definitely alleyways that he could have run
right.
into.
Got into a building, mayhaps.
So,
and then it just like fades to black. So
okay.
then you're like, did he die?
Okay, Metallica.
Did he not?
Okay, Metallica.
But
it's so bad.
True.
It's like, this isn't a
it.
Fucking TV movie. What's happening
right.
here?
This is... What?
There are no fade to blacks in Scream.
No.
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 So why are they doing that?
Not do it.
I don't, and this is like one of the only times it happens in the whole movie. So it's like just super out of place and fucking weird.
Yeah, it's I don't get it.
This is what I put in all caps. I was like, this movie is a metaphor for guilt killing you or karma.
Karma.
Because and they're all guilty. It's just eating them up inside, and so they're gonna.
Right.
So it's killing them. So yeah, it's just a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
So like, don't be a bad person.
Right.
Yeah. You know,
like maybe don't
be a dick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink and drive, even if you're not the one that's
don't
drunk.
Drink.
Yeah, definitely
drive.
Don't do that.
I love when they show up to Melissa's house. They have zero plan and they're just like, what are we gonna fucking do? You didn't decide this on the way there, right?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't like think about
she's chain smoking, all stressed out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
You didn't think about what you were gonna do on the you're just like, oh, I don't know.
She's like, oh hey. We killed your brother.
And fuck them for leaving so quickly after she totally did open up to them
open
and get
up.
All vulnerable and emotional. Like, what doing? Don't do that.
I was like, they've been there in her house for 23 seconds and they just ask about her entire life story.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, this is normal.
Yeah.
Right? If someone not just randomly showed up at my house and was like, I have car trouble. I mean, first of all, fuck you. Like, yeah, you're not coming into my house. You can call AAA. Mm-hmm. Like, you can walk up.
To regardless if you're a woman or not.
No,
like,
but I'll call someone for you, but right. No.
And I wouldn't just start answering all these fucking random questions about my life. What the fuck?
No, definitely not.
I did make a comment, though. Sorry. Oh. About but. Melissa, her hair and dress and skin are all the same color.
Oh.
Yeah, she's very beige.
Did anybody else get like Texas Chainsaw vibes?
I did.
Yes,
yeah. I sure did.
100%.
Yep, she looks like one of the one chick kind of
in the remake.
Yeah. And like she's got animal coats all over the place and just shit. She's in like a butcher's apron.
Right.
And she's kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. She's creeping.
I said a nice little jump scare with the slicker.
With the slicker?
Oh, and the jump scare when Missy bangs on the fucking car window.
Oh, annoying. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, stop
what's
it.
With that?
What's with that?
What's with and that?
Like drive away while she's still at the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
And then she just stands there squinting. She's always squinting.
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 Squinting. Squinting.
I was literally just going to say that.
Sexy Quentin Tarantino, but not. It just sounded like Squidward. He's not sexy.
No, he's not.
No,
he's genius mind, but no.
It's so unfortunately. Yeah, I said Billy Goat's Gruff, and I don't know why.
Interesting.
We didn't know it was a boat, though, so I don't know why I said Billy Goat's Gruff.
I don't know where I am right now.
That was awesome.
Well, then,
let me know that I'm like a margarita and a half in right now. So
I love that for you.
Thank you.
I love when Helen, she's like, we used to be best friends. What happened between us? And I'm like, you murdered a fucking dude. That's what happened between you. Mm-hmm. Hello? What do you mean?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that stuff doesn't bring people together.
No.
No.
Definitely not.
No, murder is not the way.
Definitely not.
Definitely.
I do feel bad for Helen a little bit, though. Like, she's very clearly
I feel bad for both of those gals.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
bummer.
They didn't want to do that. It was the fucking men. The
fucking men.
The fucking men.
Isn't it always?
Well, I don't know that.
No, because Ray, he finally gave in.
No, no. Didn't want to call the police. She flared her arms.
And she pushed him in the water. Yes,
and she did. Mm-hmm. I think Julie was the only one that wasn't afraid of that.
I think Helen is afraid of Barry.
Yeah, because he's scary. Yeah, he's yelling at her, and she ran to call the police, and he was like, Helen!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's grabbing on Julie's neck. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about that at all.
I know. Shit. Oh, we didn't even talk about it. I wrote so many notes about it, too. Yeah.
He fucking, this dude chokes, is like strangling her. And Ray's just standing
there.
He's like, hey, come on. Hey.
Hey. And then they just, no one says.
He just goes, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
After Ray gets off of her. Like, or after Barry gets off of her.
Like, no. How about you get him off of her and you stop all this right now? Yeah, no. How did we not talk about that? What the fuck?
I know. I can't believe we didn't mention that. Like,
we just been
glazed right over it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Are we on to the next one now?
I think so, yeah.
Helen is home. Her dad barely notices. She drinks a Diet Coke, and then we see a man in a slicker and walk in very quietly. He slinks his way upstairs, and Helen is behind the door, but doesn't see him. Her sister comes into the room, and they talk about the next day, which is a parade for the new pageant winner. Helen is brushing her hair, and Elsa makes a comment about how she's always brushing it. Foreshadowing, perhaps? Helen goes to bed, but there is deaf a man in her room in the closet. It is now the next day, and all of Helen's hair is cut and the word soon is written on the mirror. Julie gets a call about Helen and drives over. On the way, she hears something in her car, so she decides to get out to investigate. It is Max's body with lots of crabs. Julie runs to Helen's house and gets Helen and Barry to come back with her to her car to see the ick in her trunk. But when they get there, her trunk is empty. Shockingly, Barry doesn't believe Julie. She gets upset and says, "What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?"
That was great, you guys.
Between the crabs and trunk, I don't know. I was just getting there are a lot of jokes circulating in my head.
Yeah. Really quickly, I forgot to say this about the last scene. Mm-hmm. Which one of those girls is dressed correctly for the weather?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Neither.
Nuh-uh.
What do you
mean? I made note of that later when they're in the parade.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I think it's Barry. He's in a fucking sweater.
Yeah.
Like a knit.
It's warm, yes.
Which knit sweaters are not breathable no matter what.
No.
And it's July 4th.
Yeah. What?
On the coast.
Okay, listen. We're going to talk about July 4th real quick. Where the fuck are the decorations? They got $17 million budget. They couldn't spend like some at the dollar store and fucking put up a couple American flags.
Oh,
right. To like insinuate July 4th. And, yeah.
Nothing. No American flag. Yeah.
And you know, we get decorations in the
stores. This is America.
Like, way before now even. Like.
Right.
They're there. Yeah. What the fuck? That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
Especially for a town like that where they have a parade and everything.
And they're rich and white, so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, her dad.
Her dad.
He doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit. Doesn't even acknowledge her.
Well.
Mm-mm. My God.
He's watching his sports.
I feel bad.
Yeah, his stories.
God.
His stories.
The man that comes inside all silently is pretty freaky.
Yeah.
When he comes in and, like, it's all silent.
Nobody notices.
Yeah, that is pretty freaky.
Lock your fucking doors.
She's walking behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Because usually it's the other way around. Mm-hmm. Like, where they're following. But that was kind of creepy. I did like
that. Yeah. He, like, turns the corners and she turns to walk up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I'm scared of, like, the darkened closets and shit. Not because of paranormal shit. Because I'm worried someone's in there and they're going to murder me.
You want to know what? We don't have any closet doors in our house.
That's strange.
Because I took them all off.
Oh.
No one can hide behind no closet doors. You ain't got them.
But where do you hide?
Right.
Under the bed. Where do you hide?
I'm going to fucking murder someone.
Well, I can't. As we discussed at the beginning of the podcast, can't even put a straw into a Capri Sun. So and we talk about exit strategies.
I'm gonna just like run outside.
Yeah, just run.
I don't even know what I don't know where I would go.
Yeah, you're in an apartment. Yeah.
No, I think about this all the time, and I'm like, I have to grab Stuart.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So I grab him, and I run into my room. I lock both the bathroom door and my door, and then I go in my closet and I hold the door shut, and then I call the police.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I have that red thing for my door. Ain't nobody getting in my fucking house. Don't worry.
You should get Simply Safe. Mm-hmm. This is not sponsored. And then you can get the little panic button.
Ooh.
To put on the side of your bed or wherever.
I should do that. Panic button.
I do kind of want to get Simply Safe. I've been looking into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I kind of got like Black Christmas vibes a little bit with the camera shot of him in the closet.
Oh, yes.
Watching
I can see that for sure. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
The breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like, do you not hear that?
Okay.
So this, I just don't understand this man. He's a little trickster.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not gonna murder her. Mm-hmm. You're just gonna cut up all her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I think he just wants to make them suffer as much as possible. And fuck with them and get inside their heads before killing them. Like, he just wants to.
Maybe the hair thing is to say, like, I heard that conversation you had last night.
Right. That would be fucking scary.
Can you imagine?
That would be. Yep.
That would be scary.
I'd lose my shit.
Wake up and your hair is gone. But of course, it looks perfect two hours later.
I don't know. I made note of that as well.
I would have gone to my sister and been like, what the fuck? You cut up all my hair? Why?
Yeah. It's true.
Because she's looking honestly kind of sus for a minute there throughout the movie. I think she's kind of – it's like she's supposed to, but they also kind of dropped the ball a little bit.
Right.
Like they could have played into that more. And
a
they
little
just
bit
like
more.
Didn't.
Yeah.
But they did with Ray.
Right. Right.
And her sister. God, such a fucking bitch. I'm like, why are you so nasty?
What is up your ass?
Seriously. She smashed the fuck out of that mirror, too. Her hand would be so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It would.
So, with putting Max's body in the trunk with the crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, I'm like...
And then
she was there for like 2 minutes.
And then it's just gone.
Yeah.
All how? Completely cleaned and dry.
There's no water anywhere. There's no mud. There's
and she
no
wasn't
blood.
Gone for that long.
No. It was like a perfectly minutes. Vacuumed trunk.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the thing, too, is like there's no debris whatsoever. Like how?
No. It's so.
Not even like a little crab claw
so
left.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. It's so dumb.
And then he says, why did he make coleslaw on Helen's head?
Yeah, what?
What the fuck does that mean? Coleslaw. It's okay, on the fucking coleslaw. Lines. I just can't. Like, who wrote this? I cannot believe it's the same guy that wrote Scream.
Kevin Williamson.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he also wrote Scream because this is just.
I mean, it makes sense that he wrote this then
first
before Scream.
He technically did write it first.
Scream was improved. So
that's fair.
And different directors and better actors.
And Wes Craven is just
right.
It.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
So,
but yeah, they
but like don't they have fucking editors? Like, didn't somebody read this script and go,
"Yeah, probably
listen,
a stupid
dude.
Man."
Some well, probably also they didn't just... have. They just fucking
didn't have the time.
They just movie out. Yeah,
yeah.
Jim Gillespie did Joyride, a movie called Detox, and then Venom.
Okay, I love Joyride.
Yeah.
I do too.
Candy cane.
Candy cane.
You haven't seen it, Laurel?
And I think we talked about this in another episode.
Yeah,
I think
and
we did. Have too.
We have I think we have it on good. Like our list.
Yeah. It's entertaining for sure.
Do you guys want to know a fun fact about this?
No.
What are you waiting for? Scene
for sure.
Yeah.
Love this.
So this scene was conceived by a fan who won a contest to come on and create a moment for the movie. And when Jennifer Love Hewitt first heard of the scene, she thought it was ridiculous, but then realized that it kind of worked well. Like, I get it. Like, if you're getting fucked with so much, you're like, what the fuck? Like, you're probably watching me. Like, what are you waiting for? Fucking just do something. But it's not very well executed.
No.
She's like,
not
even
kind of.
It's still, like, my favorite thing in fucking Scary Movie. Is it the first one or the second one? I think it's the first one.
I think it's the first one because isn't it Elizabeth?
Yeah.
What's her fucking name that plays her character, essentially? She was, like, super huge in the early 2000s.
Hurley? I don't know. But is it Anna Faris the one that says it in Scary Movie? I don't know.
It's been a really long time since
but
I've seen the first
one.
I know,
she's
me
literally
too.
Spinning in a circle and screaming, what are you waiting for, over and over again. And I'm like, it's just so funny. It's so good. I love it.
And so, again,
yes,
her bangs.
I think you're right. Sorry.
I feel like her bangs are getting thinner. In
thinner.
Each scene. I'm like, what the
this
fuck
is stress. She's losing her hair, okay?
Where's your jacket, Barry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, also, my sweater, Barry.
The mirror.
Yeah.
I don't like FPJ's. Makeup, there's something, his lips are orange.
Oh, ew.
There's something strange
there's
in the neighborhood.
I also made a note because fucking Barry, he goes, I'll pound his ass. I was like, oh.
Oh, well,
more
he
choice
might.
Of words there, Barry.
Well, do you want him? Okay.
I like how they all discover that Billy Blue might not be his real name because, I mean, we didn't use our real names.
Also, it's Billy Blue. What the fuck gave it away? No one's fucking named Billy Blue. The
Billy
fuck?
Goat's Gruff.
This is where I said it's 4th of July and not no one has a single
no
decoration. Okay.
I'm ready for the next one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Ready, Freddy.
The gang is now at Ray's house and Barry just punches him right in the face. Barry believes Ray has something to do with all of the strange goings-on. But Ray says he got a letter. Julie says they think it's a man named Billy Blue. Concerned, Ray says, how do you know that? They are all in Helen's room deciding what to do. Helen and Barry will go to the parade. Julie will talk with Melissa. And Ray won't be going anywhere. While looking in the crowd of the parade, Helen thinks she found an attacker. Barry chases him down, but it's just an old man. Julie is at Melissa's house. While looking around for her, Melissa comes up to her with a very small knife. Back at the parade, Helen thinks she sees the attacker everywhere until she sees the real one above on the balcony with the hook in his hand. Back with Melissa and Julie, Melissa is cutting up dead fish and Julie starts to tell Melissa about her brother. And Melissa said it was suicide. Melissa shows Helen the note that says, "I will never forget about last summer." Julie is trying to convince Helen that she killed her brother and then suddenly realizes that it isn't actually Helen's brother.
Oh yeah, I said they are just letting this beat up looking dude right on the front of the
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And then also her hair is just fixed. And that fucking sweater, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
the damn sweater. I really want her dress, though.
I was going to say, I want to wear that dress and I want to sit in a clamshell and be the princess.
Like, must be nice.
That'd be nice. The only good song in this whole entire movie is Where Did You Sleep? Okay. Are we fighting? Because I'll fucking fight you over this song now.
No, I love this song, but it's not the only good song.
It's not.
Where Did You Sleep Last Night is playing. Anyway, Melissa's small knife.
Back to different.
What is she going to do with that? Is she going to fucking cut an apple? Like, what the fuck? I'll get you. I said this whole scene with Helen and Julie is just super weird, and then she suddenly just realizes they didn't kill her brother, and she's just gone.
It's so bizarre.
This is where the shaky camera was happening. Yes. I couldn't.
I just when said he's going to fucking kill another dude. He's going to give this poor dude a heart attack. Oh. And he, like, attacks that old guy.
Yeah.
I know, that poor old man. I was like, God damn. Mm-hmm. There's, like, 100 men in slickers. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? God. And
Missy put up with way more than I would have. Like, I just.
Yeah.
When she came back, I would have been like, all right, like, you need to fucking go. This is just getting out of hand.
Yep. It's kind of cool, though. Like, it's a good little. It's like a little twist, you know.
It mostly just confused me, though. I was like, who died?
Yeah, I didn't
when
get
they
it.
Actually figured it out, I was like, wait, what? So the it was dad really hard killed the boyfriend?
Yeah. It was really hard to write down to describe what was happening. This movie
I was
just
confused.
Yeah, I was really confused. The boyfriend killed the dad's daughter. Right, the summer before.
In a drunk driving accident, yeah.
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 Because that was his fiance or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So then, he was going to kill himself, but then didn't. The dad fucking killed him. And then he was walking across the road after he killed him, and then the kids hit him.
Yeah. I mean, I get it now, but I didn't. It was just.
Yeah, it's very, it's convoluted.
But I don't have any more notes. I guess that could have been a quicker thing.
Yeah. Okay, then that's all I got.
Yeah, same. I guess that could have been a quicker one. Okay. At the pageant, Barry is trying to comfort Helen, but she is not convinced. We see a car go through the mountainside very fast. Back at the pageant, Helen sees Barry is being attacked up on the balcony by a man in a slicker. She tries to run and save him, but for some reason, people are holding her back. Her and a useless police officer go up to investigate, but they find nothing, not a single drop of blood. It's a miracle. Julie is home, and the police officer volunteers to take Helen home. Someone is on the computer at Julie's house, unsure who that was. The officer is talking with Helen about who she saw, but he is also making fun of her. They have to take the alleyway because the road is blocked from the parade, but the parade is over and he's a police officer, so I'm not sure why they couldn't have just gone through the road, but that's none of my business. While in the alley, we see a man and his broken down truck. The useless officer gets out to help. Said man then stabs him while Helen is in the car screaming, "Behind you!" Conveniently stuck in the car, she kicks the window out and runs away. Helen is running away until she makes it to her sister's store. Elsa takes about 47 minutes to get her keys and unlock the door and somehow doesn't see the large man behind her sister, but Helen makes it inside just in time.
Nice.
Slicker is the word of the episode, guys.
Slicker.
Mm-hmm. Slicker, for sure. The older woman and the pageant singing?
Yeah, okay.
I said that one is not like 40.
It. That's it's literally exactly what I said.
Yeah. It's not
all
it.
On the same
it's
page.
So funny.
Like, what is, why? I don't think
she's so old.
And not that they can't, but like, they usually don't.
Right.
It's kind of for like younger people.
Younger, and, I feel like for sure.
She's a horrible fucking singer. Like, part of those pageants is to like showcase a talent.
Your talent. A talent?
But that's, yeah. That's not. That's not yours, babe. That's not it.
No, you do something else, babe.
Fucking Helen, under her breath, she goes, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just like watching it, I'm like, that would be me.
Yeah. Why are people holding her back when she says that she's seeing someone being murdered in the balcony?
Makes me so mad.
I literally don't understand.
She's not trying to fight anybody.
No.
Honestly, like this whole set of scenes that you just read, there was no suspense built for me. It just made me angry.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It was irritating.
Like, I was just upset and annoyed the whole time. And I almost had to mute, but I did not.
Also, this dude is like a fucking magician.
Yeah, there's no blood?
Yeah.
There's like no blood anywhere. And he has like the best disappearing act. He's gone in like 2 seconds.
Well, he carried Barry's ass all the way.
Crabs.
Bodies. Yeah. What? No.
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 Mm-mm.
I just said this movie is so predictable and I hate this police officer.
Yeah. I also made a note, like when they got in the car, I was like, oh, she's not going to be able to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he put her in the back?
Right. Like he's not.
Yeah.
She's not being arrest. Detained. She could have sat in the front.
Yeah.
The fuck?
And then all these kills, not a lot of blood.
No.
Gore is like two. Like,
yeah. I did like the blood spilling from the police officer's mouth though.
Mm-hmm. And then
behind you. They just had to do it. They had to do it, didn't
behind
they?
You.
Elsa. Like, sorry. She's screaming for her fucking life and banging on the door. Why are you taking actually a million years?
And she just, like, could not be fucking bothered.
Could she's not like, be bothered. And literally, you couldn't see the man?
He was close behind.
It wasn't that far.
And that's your sister. Like, even if she annoys you and you guys don't have a good relationship, it's not like on a normal basis she comes to the store screaming bloody murder and begging for
her
help.
Right.
So, what? Right. Yeah. I fucking can't stand her. That's one death I applaud him for.
Oh, yes.
Because she a hoe.
She, for sure.
But I really feel like they were trying to build that suspense and make us feel a type of way.
Like
and I was just annoyed.
Yeah, I was just like, can we be done?
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that, but 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Within a minute.
The man in the slicker is now inside the store and kills Elsa. We see him carrying away her body on a fish hook, hiding underneath the plastic like a mannequin. The man in the slicker scares Helen. She's unable to get away. She sees her sister and goes up a hand-operated elevator, but then because there are stairs, he gets up there before her. I don't know why she didn't just use the stairs. So she decides to jump out the window. While all this is going on, Julie is discovering what really happened that night last summer, and also the summer before. Helen makes it into the alleyway, and so does the man in the slicker. Conveniently, there's a fireworks show going on and a parade, so everyone is distracted and no one can see or hear that she is being attacked. Julie runs to Ray's boat. Also, how big is this town? Everyone seems to be running everywhere. She tells him that she didn't think that they killed David Egan, but that they killed Ben Willis, Susie's father. Who the F is Susie? And then Ben killed David, and then that Ben didn't die, and he is now out to get them.
Yes.
Not quite sure how she found out all the info, but here we are. Ray is acting super sus and invites Julie on board his boat, and they find Helen, and they will find Helen and Barry later. But before she goes on the boat, she notices Ray's boat's name is Billy Blue, so she runs away, and Ray yells that he can explain. That was really hard.
Yep.
It is. It's like,
huh?
What?
That was really hard to describe. I had to watch it so many times, and then I also figured it out from an article. I was like, oh, that's what the fuck happened? And then I had to, like, go back.
You're like, okay.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
Sure.
Neat.
Yeah.
The scene where he is under the plastic in the store is like so memorable to me. I always remember that.
Yeah. And it's creepy.
You know what? You know what though?
What?
The lights go off. Mm-hmm. Who fucking turned off the lights? He's already there under the plastic.
Magician. Yes, he is a magician.
He has to have been a magician because literally the lights go off, she turns around, and then he's right there under the plastic. I'm like,
yeah, there's no way.
Okay.
No way.
Her scream and her acting here is so terrible. It's so bad. I just said this whole scene of them fighting in the alley is so terrible, and it's like strobe lights. And
I'm proud of her for eating her ass out of the window. Because that's some final girl energy. However, she didn't make it.
Yeah, agreed.
But she tried. She gave it the old college try.
Right.
College
try. And then with the fucking hand elevator, and then he's just up the stairs was so stupid.
Yeah.
Like
I know. Like, he's moving so slowly, and there are stairs. What?
Why didn't she just go up the stairs?
I don't know.
What the fuck? Again, I think, like you said, Elaine, which I didn't think about it, but they're like trying to build suspense, and it's just not.
But it just didn't happen. No.
And like nobody saw this shit going down in the alley. Girl, with this parade.
Single person.
Well, the color guard was focusing on their routine, and there were also fireworks and drums.
And there were also fireworks.
It reminded me of Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Mm-hmm. I said, Julie is just looking in all directions, and then suddenly she just looks forward, and then she's like, Ray.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. I said, bitch, you knew he was there. Just standing there with your boobs out. Oh, yeah, because she's like this.
Her boobs are, I feel like, are a major focal point to her in this movie.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
That's about right.
It's weird because she was a child.
I don't know. Yeah, she's just like nips,
freshly
though.
18.
Yeah.
No nip. No nippage.
No nippy.
No full moons either, I don't think.
I didn't make any notes.
Yeah, I would have definitely noted it.
Yeah. Interesting.
The fucking dude, what's his name? Ben?
I couldn't tell you. Oh. It was very quickly.
The bad man.
The man in the slicker?
Yeah. He goes, easy child.
Easy child.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Ben. Is this East Ben. Coast or Alabama? What's happening here? Louisiana?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Easy child.
It's so bizarre, you guys.
It's so dumb. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go on this. I'm running away from this other man. Mm-hmm. And then this other creepy man is trying to help me. And he tells me to get on this boat. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get on this creepy man's boat. Okay.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Who just so happens to be Ben. It's very convenient. The next scene now, then?
Yeah.
A man clotheslines Ray and tells Julie to just get on his boat. And she just does it like a fucking idiot. She sees a hat and his boots and a weird newspaper articles and a picture of her in his room. He asks her if she is in trouble and is now playing with a necklace that was left behind from the beginning when they threw their victim in the water. He tells her that kids like her should be off partying, having fun, and running people over and getting away with murder. Julie then realizes that this man is Ben Willis. It is Ben. She is trying to get away, but since the boat is so small, she can't get far. Ray sees her and is trying to help. He finds a little dinghy and makes it to them. A brawl ensues between Ray and Ben. Like an idiot, Julie screams for Ray, and he is knocked into the water by Ben. While trying to get away from Ben, Julie finds herself in a room full of ice and all her dead friends. We think Ray saves the day by hitting Ben with the thing from the boat. But then he comes for Julie. She says it was an accident, but he says he knows all about accidents and that if you leave a man for dead, you better make sure he really is dead. And then Ray saves the day for real.
Yep.
I have a very important thing to say at the very beginning of this.
Okay. What's that?
This is 1997.
Yes.
Everyone remembers how you used to develop pictures? Mm-hmm. Sorry, he has a picture of Helen at the parade.
Yes. Yep. I had the same thought. Oh, I was like, he is not getting his film back that same day. That's not happening. No.
There's no 1 hour.
At least a week.
You guys. Yeah.
What? We have to cover 1 hour photo with fucking Robin Williams.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
me either. But it's scary, right? Oh, it's like his only scary movie. Good.
Oh no, there's two I think with Robin Williams, but that one is fucking good. I just remembered that movie. Okay. I just said we don't have no 1 hour photo. Okay. You guys, I saw that in theater in high school. Oh shit, we have to cover that movie.
Oh shit,
I forgot about how creepy that movie is.
Okay, yeah, that's a huge fucking like mess up.
I didn't even think of that. It is.
Oh yeah, I saw as soon as they showed all the pictures, I was like, no. Yeah,
I was like, what? No. And he even has pictures of them from that. I think that day as well, or the day before. Yeah. I'm like, what? Yep.
Yeah,
yeah. I knew that, but I just didn't.
Just trying to show him the crabs. How
quick. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I got crabs.
No, no fucking
crabs. I said I hate the way that the boat goes faster, and she just is like, her arm is just stuck forward. Yeah. Like, it's just such a like comical.
Well, she gets a flare gun, and it just goes like flying once he like starts the boat. It's like your grip was loose.
Yeah.
What were you doing? And then
just... Dumb.
And also, underneath the boat is quite enormous compared to the top of the boat. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was like, that's like a hotel of a boat under there. And that does not match the rest.
There's no way that's the... No.
No.
I literally said jump.
Yeah. Just jump. Like, you're not that far from the...
Jump in the water?
Yes.
From the fucking shore. I was thinking that
the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If at all.
You can float your way back, if anything. Just lay on your back. Yep.
All the fucking ice in this room that's not cold. Like, her breath, you can't see it. So it's not fucking, it's not a freezer.
I said, that is some fake ass ice.
And
it's all perfect. Every single piece is perfect.
And it's,
and you guys Helen's body is already blue.
Yes.
Yeah. And like,
moments.
Oh, so bad.
She was killed moments before.
It's so
bad. Do you guys want to know how they made the ice?
Yes, please.
Sure. Yeah, tell me, because it's awful.
Mm-hmm. It's made of gelatin. So that it would be comfortable for her to
interesting.
Move through.
Oh,
it's like
wonder how gelatin. They made it sound like ice. I do love sound department stuff. They do a really good job.
Yeah, I feel like it was definitely added in post.
Yeah, because there's no fucking way it would make that noise.
It would not make any noise. Probably it'd be smooshy sounds.
Yep.
I would have fucking hated weird. To have to crawl through that shit.
Ew. Oh, ew.
No.
Nope.
Sorry, like you said. Grace, fucking stupid idiot calling Ray's name and distracting him.
And stupid just idiot. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't even He's noticing fighting. That he was there. No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid idiot.
This whole scene. There was some good tension, you know, like with her like getting kind of like trapped under there. And I don't know. Like, there's tension, sure. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's implied.
I can't. I liked Jennifer Love Hewitt's scream a couple times.
She does have a good scream.
But no, not at the end. I was like, I'm gonna mute you, bitch. You better fucking get it together.
Yeah, I'm gonna mute you. When he opens the thing.
Yeah, like, can you do nothing else?
She looked like a little drowned rat. Like a kid. Looked so like small.
Yes.
I was laughing my ass off during that scene. I thought it was so funny. Terrible.
You always make sure they're fucking dead, stupid.
Yeah.
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 Stupid idiot.
I also.
Fucking dumbass.
I said it in the synopsis, but when he's like, teenagers like you need to be fucking partying and having fun and running people over and getting away with murder.
What? Are you being sarcastic, sir? I can't tell.
Because it's not coming across that way.
He just sounds like an angry teenager as well. Yeah,
he just sounds
like
you're throwing a fit.
Crazy. And technically, they didn't get away with murder since they didn't actually murder him.
Yeah.
Right.
You're alive, aren't you? And if you knew. And
murder because no one knew he was
right.
Yeah, well, like, he's the one that got run over. Why don't you just go to the police and say, hey, guess what? These kids literally ran me over last year.
And he tried to kill me.
But he's like, you know what? Instead, I'm going to fucking murder him. What?
Well, because he murdered the dude, David Egan.
They didn't know that. Ain't nobody know that.
No.
But so I mean, clearly he's just not like.
Yeah. He should be.
He's the one out partying and having fun and getting away with murder.
Yeah,
Ben.
You're a bit of a hypocrite there, Ben.
Ben.
Benjamin.
Dummy. Benjamin.
Yeah.
I do like that the hand getting fucking cut off.
Oh, yeah.
Lopped off.
Yeah. Nice. Ouchie.
And then he's just fucking thrown.
Thrown.
Are we there?
Yeah.
Are we there?
Yeah. Yeah, because Ray saves the day.
Yeah,
for real. He's just time. Thrown into the fucking water. It's fucking awesome. It's great.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Okay. In what I can only describe as a soap opera ending, Ray apologizes to Julie for not telling him about Melissa and that he just wanted her back. And no one gets him the way Julie does. And Julie replies, I understand your pain. 1 year later, Julie is in a locker room on her phone, and she gets a letter that is similar to the one that she had received before. But this is an invitation to a pool party. When she goes back into the shower, she sees the words, I still know, written on the shower door. And then a man jumps with a glass. Now it's the end.
I understand your pain.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck?
God, it's so bad.
I can't. No one gets me the way you do, Julie.
His acting is so bad.
Jesus Christ.
It's actually so bad. I literally love Freddie Prinze Jr. Like, don't get me wrong, but he's so bad
in this. Like, I fucking laughed out loud. I was like, no, stop it.
Audibly laughed.
Fred only. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, the fucking hand hanging in the net.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Not here for that part, are you?
It's like not bloody.
Just perfectly just like, sliced. Like surgically sliced off.
And it just looks so silly in this large ass net. Just this tiny little.
And it's holding the hook. And I've never seen the sequel. But now I'm thinking that he's alive, right? Because they don't find his body. Yeah. And then I bet you he comes back with a hook for a hand. Hook.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I've seen the second one. I haven't seen the third one, though.
I have not seen it. It reminds me of fucking Adventures in Babysitting when they're talking about the guy with the hook and then the hook dude saves them on the side of the highway.
Now that's a quality movie.
The hook, the legend, is used in – there was like 50 things
that
used in.
It was for sure. Yeah, it's definitely Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah.
The hatchling slasher.
Hash slinging slasher.
The hash slinging.
Yes,
that's slasher. It. They use it for them. Yeah,
I bet they did.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, they did. They really
hash
did.
Hash ringing. Slash ringing.
Slash.
Slash sting.
Slasher.
The fucking conversation on the phone with Ray.
Oh my God!
You more.
I'll let you ravage me. What the fuck?
Like, shut the fuck up.
Don't you start with me.
It was so bad. A towel.
Yeah.
I hate it. I know you love with that fucking guy jumping. What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
Through the fucking mirror? Like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
Where did it come from?
Yeah.
And, like, there's nothing behind that locker room mirror? No. It's just a freestanding mirror.
Oh, I thought it was the shower
door.
Where the
fuck did he come from?
Oh, because shower door was, even.
Like, was he just already in there? Because she was out there for 1 second. There was only one door.
Right, where did he come from?
Yeah, what? Where did you go?
And also, Cotton Eye Joe. Pretty sure that song is about STDs.
Yeah, I think it is, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty sure it is.
We used to, like, dance to that in elementary school. In
everybody
gym.
Be dancing so to that. White people.
That's real fucked up.
We also sang Ring Around the Rosie, so.
Well, that's true.
Rockabye Baby.
London Bridge is Falling Down, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. My Fair Lady.
I think we've had this conversation before.
Probably.
Seems very familiar.
It's deja vu all over again.
Oh, fuck.
You guys want to hear about how it was going to end?
Yeah. I bet it was better than how it did end.
I mean, maybe.
It originally ended with Julie receiving an email saying, I still know.
Oh, so hip with the times.
I'll take anything over that man.
Jumping through the glass.
I feel like they were trying to get it to be more, you know, like sensationalized. So I can see why they did that over like just the email. But honestly, it could have just ended with them. Like, not even a year later. Like, that didn't have to happen. Just with the little soap opera ending. It could have ended right there.
Right. And then they could have still
ended with the surgically removed hand on the net. And then we just zoom out and we get the whole scene of what's happening on the boat.
Yep.
Like in Scream, how they like zoom out from the house. And there you go. Because we still got a fucking sequel out of Scream without a stupid fucking ending.
We got a whole fucking franchise.
Right. Like,
And they do that with like Halloween and shit. Like,
yeah. It's a good way to end a movie. This is just stupid.
And bad.
It's dumb.
You're dumb and stupid and bad.
You're an idiot.
You're really bad at this. I really have no other notes about this.
Yeah, no,
I
was going to say
that's the movie. It's okay. It's done. We done. That's it. that's the film, if you can call this a film. You know, like I feel like film is like very
sophisticated,
serious film, and this is not that.
No,
it's a flick.
It's a flick.
You know,
a flick. It's a flick. Yeah,
it's a little slasher flick. Gorgage, what would you give this gory ass movie?
Two.
One?
I was going to go for a one.
No. Ugh, what's the last movie that we rated? You guys gave fucking Hereditary a one. This has more blood than Hereditary did.
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah. Yeah. They fucking, they get, what's his name? Dragon, there's blood, the guy with the bloody face after they hit him, and then you get the cop drooling blood out, you get fucking what's her buckets blood
splatter.
It's just splatter.
Like little bits though when it happens.
Yeah,
it's like
but
a
you gave
bit.
Toni Collette cutting her head off a one.
Yeah.
Well, but that's because that's the only gory part of the movie, really.
I settle
for quantity.
For a
I go 1.5. For quantity here.
But this is more.
I'd settle on a 1.5.
There are more instances where, yes, it happens, but when it does happen, there's like a dribble of it, maybe.
Not like.
We really need to settle on what our gore gauge is.
We do.
I don't know what gore gauge is.
We need to, I think we need to use our tiers, you know?
Gore gauge? Gore like, gauge needs to include quantity of the amount of times that there is like a kill or like there's blood involved, whatever it may be. So quantity.
Mm-hmm.
But also quality. Okay. How much are we fucking getting? Is it the right, a correct amount of gore that's happening during these kill shots? You know, because granted there are more, there's good kill shots in this movie there, you know, so some, but it's literally
there's not enough blood
when it happens. It's not realistic at all. The fucking Elsa bitch gets dragged after just getting gutted almost, and there's no blood coming out of her. What the fuck is that? What is that? I don't get it.
We need more blood.
I'll give it a two. I'll give it a two. But I'm being generous.
I was going to give it a two anyway.
Yeah, I had it.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. But they could have – that's I think it pisses me off, really, because they could have done more with it. Mm-hmm. They could have made it
$17 million dollars. Yes. They definitely could have.
And we got dribbles.
Dribbles. Scream was more gory. And granted, I think we need to consider the fact that they obviously had no time. No, they had no time.
Mm.
But
you got time for fucking Karo syrup and food coloring.
Don't spend it on the music.
Kodak photo flow.
Don't spend it on where it's shot. Spend it on the gore because that's what people want to see.
Yeah, it's a fucking slasher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what Foo Fighters, when they made their movie, they spent all their budget on gore.
Yeah, because that's the point.
Special effects.
That's the point for that kind of movie.
Well, so was it scary, guys?
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I'm traumatized.
Shaking in my room, not sleeping.
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, I'm not scared of this movie.
Laughable. Definitely not. Well, shall we do our fun facts?
Yes, we should.
All right, Grace.
Yeah.
History time.
Okay, so this movie was made in 1997, directed by Jim Gillespie, like I said. He did Joyride, Detox, which I've never heard of, and then Venom. A screenplay by Kevin Williamson, who did Scream 1, 2, 4, not 3.
Oh.
2022, and then the new one coming out in 2023, and then like we talked about when we did Scream, that he also did some Vampire Diaries and Dawson's Creek, and they also worked on Venom with Jim Gillespie. The screenplay is based on a book written by Lois Duncan. Why was that really difficult for me to say? I'm not really sure why I know how to say
that
word.
I think Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
But different.
I know, but I don't know what it was. I just my brain was like, nope, that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. The novel was written in 1973. Lois got the idea for the story while she was at dinner with her daughter. Her daughter, Carrie, and her friend discovered they were dating the same boy. Lois then thought, what happened if the boy deliberately implanted himself in the lives of two girls that knew they were friends? And she later read a story of a hit and run in a newspaper. Lois does not like this movie. She said that she is appalled that her book turned into a slasher film.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. So I talked about the urban legend. That was written in so many different things. It's written in a movie. They use it in Shrek. A movie called He Knows You're Alone. Lover's Lane, SpongeBob. There was 50 different things that they used it in.
I like that.
Oh, and that's it. That's literally all I have.
Cool. All right.
Awesome. Super.
My next one was that he was approached after he did Scream. I already said that.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That's it.
Right on.
Love it.
Love to hear it. All righty. Elaine, behind the scenes.
Hello. Okay. Nobody wanted Freddie Prinze in the movie.
Yeah.
No.
Everyone thought that he looked too soft and that he wasn't muscular enough. He auditioned multiple times, cut his hair, and bulked up. And after he gained his new appearance, they finally felt comfortable casting him.
Well, that's kind of shitty.
That is shitty.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay.
Melissa Joan Hart, another three-name name, turned down the role of Julie in the film because she thought it was a ripoff of Scream. Mm-hmm. Which, I haven't really mentioned this, but, I mean, the whole suspecting the boyfriend thing.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, we didn't even talk, because it's just so
cheesy. And they only kind of briefly even play into it, so it's like, what?
Mm-hmm. They don't do it enough. Right.
No.
Jennifer Love Hewitt said that she was genuinely creeped out during filming. She said there were definitely days where I went home and I was like, I'm supposed to be asleep right now. I don't think that's going to happen. And I bet in the 90s, filming this movie that you're anticipating is going to be good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's only 18, yeah.
And she's only 18.
Maybe.
Hewitt, Jennifer Love Hewitt, and Jamie Lee Curtis, another three-name name, were co-stars previously in House Arrest. And when filming I Know What You Did Last Summer, Jamie Lee was working in the same area at the same time. So she would come visit Jennifer Love Hewitt every day after filming to give her a hug. Aww. And apparently they're still really close friends.
That's cute.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. The end. That's 5 three-name names, by the way.
That's ridiculous. Jesus. What the fuck?
Too much.
What the fuck? Jamie Lee is the only one that it's acceptable for. Okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. The one and only. All righty. Very cool. Kayla, soundtrack score and ratings.
All right. So the score was composed by John Debney. He has a ton of credits. He's done lots of cartoons and Disney. His father was a big time Disney producer. So it's a lot of what he's done. He did Hocus Pocus. And he's credited for the second one that comes out this fall.
Oh my God, you guys, I can't wait.
Okay, we're going to have a viewing party for that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
But there's a couple others that he's done. He's done The Relic, Sin City, and Predators, the one that came out in 2013, 14, I think.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. But he's considered one of the most prolific and successful composers in Hollywood. So, and he's a big name.
Wow. Okay.
But there are literally no interviews with him about this movie because nobody fucking cares.
Right.
Because why would you?
Yeah.
He also did
no interviews at all. I was like,
oh no, no, no. With him. Yeah. With him about this movie, the score. Yeah. Because it's not memorable. Yeah. Right. It's not good. It doesn't matter.
It's not good.
And he did Passion of the Christ. So there's a ton of interviews with him about that because
I love that movie.
So. And then we did already kind of talk about some of the songs. We mentioned Typo Negative, just the Summer Breeze cover. That's really all I got. Nothing noteworthy at all. our ratings. We have 43% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Bigger than I thought it was going to be, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb.
52% on Metacritic.
This is way higher than I thought it would be.
I know. And 4.1 out of 5 stars for an audience rating.
Whoa.
What?
That's weird.
Isn't that bizarre?
I don't understand people.
I don't either.
Me either.
What I really don't. Yeah, like, what are they using on to rate like, their shit on their gauges?
How are they gauging
How are they doing it?
How are you getting a 4.1?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
No. Definitely not.
So, yeah.
Definitely
Lorelai.
Okie dokie. Once again, I don't have anything cool special effects related.
I mean, there wasn't, like, a lot of special effects anyway.
And there could have been. And I'm upset. Anyways. So, we talked about how, like, some of it was filmed in California. The rest of the film was primarily shot in the town of Southport, North Carolina. And they used the Amuzu Theater for the pageant. And then the old yacht basin for the fish company that, like, Max, I think, is working in. And then Julie's house is on Short Street, which is north of Southport Marina.
This is very specific.
Cool. So if you want a tour, here you go. The daytime sequences.
Wow.
They were shot on the marina, and it shows multiple vessels in the water. And
don't say.
Oh, sorry. And though there are some real boats, the traffic was orchestrated by a marine traffic coordinator.
What's his name?
Whoa. To make the waterway appear lively.
Wow. I'm learning tons that I cared about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you.
Yeah, they use like the Memorial Hospital.
Cool.
Yeah. Oh, here's one little fun thing.
Okay.
It's really not.
Okay.
Here you go. When they were shooting the finale with Ben at the end, they were on a real boat on the Cape Fear River. And they almost lost the boat while attempting to dock it because of rough waters. I don't know what that means. Because, like, they're still on the boat, so I don't know how you lose it.
Cape Fear is really fucking cool. I love that it's called that. But mayhaps it just almost floated away.
Yeah. So they finished shooting the next day.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the wrecked boat, the very purposefully placed wrecked boat when they're in the beach scene, it's based off of a painting that Gillespie had seen in a reference book.
Whoa.
So yeah, they made a boat and they put it on the beach. Wow.
So they went to those lengths. Like, he saw this painting in a reference book and was like, all right, this is boat. How I want to set the scene for this. And they're like, okay, we'll do it. Got you.
Yep.
But they couldn't fucking spare any blood. Are you fucking fucking me?
Are you fucking fucking me right now?
Are you fucking me right now? Yeah, no.
Like we've said so many times, we would make a better fucking movie.
I am
genuinely convinced that we would make a bomb-ass fucking scary movie.
We would,
movie.
And you know what? Maybe we will.
And only men would die in the movie.
Yeah, final girls. It'll be a group of final girls.
Yes.
Maybe not. I don't know. But the last thing I have is that they chose the color scheme with the cinematographer for it to have heavy blues and notable lack of bright colors. You know what? Okay. You're a genius.
That was really good. Thanks. Facts.
And the amount so that I found fun, on so where they shot this shit, I'm like, I don't give a
who
fuck.
Cares?
Why? Who gives a shit?
What street it was filmed on?
South of
Short
the
Street.
Fucking fuck marina. I'm
the
like,
fucking
what?
Fuck marina, y'all.
Why? God. And nothing. No special effects except for the fucking ice. And that's not even a special effect. It's fucking jello. It's like, what? Anyways.
I feel like that was really cool. Thank you for sharing. Welcome. Yeah.
I can give you a tour of
Short
Southport.
Street. Yeah. Thank you for that. The fucking fuck marina.
The fucking fuck.
Also, they couldn't have shot the whole thing in California. Why the fuck did they have to go?
Or in South Carolina?
Just choose one or the other. Well, apparently they couldn't find a rocky enough cliff.
Apparently.
In Carolina.
Apparently, I've never been on live television before.
Well, that is our very spooky very scary, fun episode on
lots of facts as well.
Yep.
Very factual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On IKWYDLS. Saturated. Sounds like a radio station.
Sounds like we're signing off
tune
on a radio
to us
station.
Later.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tune in later, and we've got all the hits on IKWYDLS 109.3.
666.1.
606.6.
Yeah.
Yep, that. Oh, gosh. All right. Well, Elaine, would you like to share our patron shout out?
I sure would. Chris, thank you so much for being a patron. We love you so much. Thank you for your support and for listening to us every week.
Chris, you rock.
Thank you.
You rock and roll.
We appreciate
it. Rock my socks.
Oh. So thank you all for listening so much. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode more than you enjoyed the movie. Our next movie is Cabin Fever, which would have also been my pick, but Kayla picked it.
I've never seen it. I'm excited to watch.
Oh, I'm so excited for you to watch it.
I will preface by saying that, like, it's it was early 2000s, so it's,
I don't, you know.
Some of the acting is not great.
It's still so good, though.
But it's great.
Giuseppe Andrews is this.
Yep.
Cool. We have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/goregirls, if you care to
get some fun stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Stickers, fun stuff. And video episodes. And if you can't find it, go to the link tree on our Instagram.
Yes. And more merch is coming eventually.
Yeah.
Follow us on all social media. We are Gore Girls, the one and only. The only ones. That's it. Also, wear your sunscreen, drink your water, wear your shoes, lock your doors, and don't run over men on the highway.
And don't
if you do,
maybe
just
those cops. Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Above all else.
Never.
Ever, ever.
No
don't
jokes.
Have
never.
Wispy fucking thin bangs. And wear stupid
don't wear
bucket
that.
Hats.
Don't go by all of your names.
Yeah.
Go by one name.
One don't be acting like you're in a soap opera.
Mm-mm. When you're
don't
not.
Don't wear a slicker. Just don't do that.
Threaten people's lives.
Mm-mm. No, definitely don't do that.
Don't leave creepy notes. Don't be breaking into girls' showers or anybody's shower.
Mm-mm. No.
Don't wear
letter jackets.
No.
Don't wear like the same shirt. Clothes as like your hair, your skin, like don't
be beige.
Don't be just all
don't
one
be
color.
Beige.
Monochromatic.
Be different. Be unique.
Be bold.
Be yourself.
Be you unique.
Be unique.
Wow, we
sponsor.
Love you guys so much, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah,
you've been getting so jazzy.
I know. I should start like a.
Jazz
like a jazz
band.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Join
I'll
us later on
Scat for you or whatever.
IKWYDLS
666.0. The devil's music.
Kiss. Bitch of the devil.
Bitches of the devil. The devil's concubine.
I'm cutting us off.
Okay.